Last week I brought you a message from 1 Peter chapter 4, in which the apostle said, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious, be sober, and call on God." Call on God. I'm following that message with the one today entitled, "Those Who Seek the Lord." Those who seek the Lord. Those who do call on God. Those who do seriously call on God. And I want you to turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Jeremiah 29:13. If you're not following in the Bible, just jot the verses down and read them later. Jeremiah says this. He's quoting our Lord. He said, "And you shall seek me and find me. You shall seek me and find me when you search for me or call upon me with all your heart. And I'll be found of you, saith the Lord, and I'll turn away your captivity." You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I'll be found of you, saith the Lord. I'll be found of you, and I'll turn away your captivity. I know this is true. I ask it in the form of a question, but the answer is yes, and you know it's yes. Is it not true, is this not true, that what people really, really want, they seek? Now, is that not true? You know it's true. If a person wants wealth, he seeks it. If a person wants an education, why, he'll leave no stone unturned to go to school. If a person wants a political office, he'll seek it. He'll campaign. He'll put out all kind of cards and advertisements. He seeks it diligently. He'll give time, study, effort to attain. What a man wants, he seeks. If a person wants health, some of you are on a health kick. You diet, you go to the doctor, you read books, you take exercises. Why are you doing all that? Well, you want good health, and you're giving plenty of time to getting it. If a person wants love and companionship of another, he'll woo that person. He'll win that person's favor. He'll do all within his power to gain the affection of that person because that's who he wants. He seeks it. What we really, really want in this world, we go after it. And we go after it with all our hearts and with all our minds and with all our strength. Isn't that true? You know it's true, and I do too. Well, I'm saying this. If a person really desires to know the living God, if you really do, if you're serious about this thing, in knowing the living God in true faith, if you're really serious, you want to enjoy His presence, you want the riches of His grace, you want His favor. Mary found favor with the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You want His favor. You want His forgiveness. You want His mercy. Do you really? Well, I'm saying if you do, you'll seek it. You'll seek the Lord just as you seek these other things. You'll seek the Lord. The woman with the issue of blood did. You know, she was dying. She'd had this disease 12 years. She'd been hemorrhaging for 12 years. And she heard about Christ. Now, you talk about somebody wanting something. This woman wanted His power. She wanted His grace. She wanted to be healed. And she literally crawled on her hands and knees. She said, "If I can but touch the hem of His garment, I'll be made whole." And she was made whole. She sought the Lord. Blind Bartimaeus, by the wayside, crying out, "Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." This man was blind. Sitting in poverty and dirt and filth and darkness, sitting there hopeless, helpless, sightless. And right out there was one who could make him see, make him whole. You think he wanted him? You think he really wanted him? The Ethiopian eunuch journeyed all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem in a carriage. I don't know how far it was, but I do know it was a long ways. Because he wanted to know God. He read the scriptures. He wanted to know God. And he was seeking the true and living God. And God sent him a preacher. Cornelius, Lydia, the woman who washed his feet, the thief on the cross. I could go on and on and on. But these people were seeking the Lord. They were seriously seeking the Lord. They wanted to know God. And that's what our Lord's saying. If you seek me, you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I'll be found of you. And when you seek me with all your heart, I'll turn away your captivity. The woman with the issue, healed like that. Bartimaeus, like that. All these people, they truly sought the Lord. Our Master said, seek ye first. That's the way, with all your heart, first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things will be added to you. Well, I have two questions. The body of this message contains two questions. I'm going to ask and answer two questions. And I think they're good questions. I think they're worthy of note. The first question is this. What is it to seek the Lord? What is it to seek the Lord? And secondly, how do we seek the Lord? Let's see if I can deal with both of those questions. What is it to seek the Lord? And then how do true seekers seek the Lord? Well, what is it to seek the Lord? First of all, it's to discover that by birth, nature, and human wisdom, I do not know God. In other words, when the Scripture says, seek the Lord, what prompts a man to seek the Lord is that he knows he doesn't have the Lord. Or he may have religion, but he doesn't have a knowledge of the true God. I had religion once, but I did not know God. I'd gone to preacher school. I was raised in a church. I'd even pastored a church for a short time. But I didn't know the true and living God. Like Saul of Tarsus, you say, how can a man be deeply religious and not know God? Saul of Tarsus didn't know God. He didn't know Christ. Nicodemus didn't know God. Cornelius didn't know God. You see, these were religious, devout men, but they didn't know God. So, first of all, to seek the Lord is to discover that by nature, I do not have God. By birth, I do not have God. I do not know God. What does a man doesn't seek what he already has. The Scripture says your sins have separated you and your God. The Scripture says God dwells in a light to which no man can approach. So, the first thing about seeking the Lord is to discover that I do not have Him. I do not know Him. I may have religion, I may have morality, I may have the form and tradition and ceremony and all the custom, but I do not have the living God. All right, secondly, what is it to seek the Lord? It is secondly to really desire to know Him, an unwillingness to be satisfied with a substitute or anything else other than the living God. I must have the living God. I can be satisfied with nothing short of Him, fellowship with Him. This is what Paul was saying in Philippians 3. Oh, that I may win Christ and be found in Him. Oh, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. That's what I'm talking about. It's not the benefits, it's the benefactor that we're seeking. It's not the gifts. We're not satisfied with the gift. We want the giver. If we have the giver, we'll have the gifts. It's not the kingdom. I'm not seeking the kingdom. I'm seeking the King. Our Lord said, you shall seek me and find me when you search for me. That's what I'm talking about. David said, as a hungry, thirsty deer panteth for the water brooks, so panteth my soul for the living God. The living God. And our Lord said in John 17, verse 3, this is eternal life, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. You see, my friend, salvation is not in the right doctrine. That's not salvation. That's not peace. That's not rest. It's not in the right morality. It's not in the right ceremony. It's not in the right church. Salvation is in a right relationship with the living God through Christ Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Christ in you. That's the hope of glory. Paul said, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb to reveal His Son in me. In me. The living God, the Son of God, the Redeemer, is not a myth, an historical character, someone out of a book, or even a far-off, mysterious, unknown quantity. He's my Lord. You see what I'm saying? What is it to seek the Lord? It's to discover that religion is not knowing the Lord. Morality is not knowing the Lord. The right church is not knowing God. Having a theological system is not knowing God. It's to realize that by nature I don't have God. I don't know God. And it's to really desire to know Him. Really, really desire to know Him. To know Him. All right, thirdly, what is it to seek the Lord? It's to be willing. It's to be willing to seek Him and be accepted of Him and fellowship with Him on His terms. Now, are you listening? On His terms. You see, I can invent a God and I can lay down the terms of reconciliation. I can invent a Savior. I can invent a benefactor or a mediator. And we can lay down. I can lay down through emotionalism or a sentiment the terms of fellowship. My God does this and my God does that. But the living God, the Almighty, Eternal, Living God, the one who dwells in a light to which no man can approach, the Holy God, separate from sinners, that Holy God owes us nothing. He owes us nothing. He owes us judgment and wrath for our sins. But God's not obligated to us. We are the sinners. We are the ones that have offended Him. We're the ones that are cast out. And we've got to be willing to come to Him on His terms and be accepted on His terms and fellowship with Him on His terms. You see what I'm saying? That He may be just and justifier. Now, if I come to God, if I want to know the living God, now if I want to know a false God, I can invent one or find one somebody else has already invented and try to improve on Him or whatever. But if I'm going as a sinner to come to the living God, really want to know Him, really desire to know Him, then I've got to find out from the Word of God His terms, the terms on which He'll accept the sinner, the terms on which He'll receive a sinner, the terms on which He'll embrace a sinner, the terms on which He will open the kingdom of God to a sinner. And He's laid down these terms in Acts 20, verse 28. Paul declared them. He said, I have declared unto you from house to house two things, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Those are God's terms. Repentance toward God and faith towards Jesus Christ. What is repentance? Has to do with the heart. Has to do with attitude. Has to do with the thoughts. God resisteth the proud. He gives grace to the humble. I face this in repentance. I'm a sinner. All have sinned and come short of God's glory. I have no righteousness or goodness in this flesh. God is holy and just to condemn me. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquity, who shall stand? But there's forgiveness with thee. So in my hands no price I bring. I come looking to Christ. I come grieving over my sins, mourning over my sins, weeping over my sins, confessing my sins. I come empty-handed. I come with a real sorrow for sin. And I come seeking mercy, repenting of my evil thoughts against God, willing to be saved on God's terms. Secondly, faith in Jesus Christ. What is that? It has to do with seeing in Him, in Christ, all that God is, all that God requires, and all that redemption demands. It's seeing in Christ. It's seeing in me nothing but sin, unworthiness. It's seeing in Christ all that I need. In the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Christ suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. God set Him forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you're complete in him. He of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Those are God's terms. Repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ. Are you willing to come on those terms? And I'll tell you this, repentance and faith leaves all my religious tradition at the door. Repentance and faith leaves all my self-righteous rags at the door. Repentance and faith leaves all my thoughts and ways at the door, and I come to God only in Christ, on His terms. The songwriter put it this way, I'll go to Jesus, though my sin hath like a mountain rose. I know His courts I'll enter in, whatever may oppose, and prostrate I'll lie before His throne, and there my sin confess. I'll tell Him I'm a wretch undone. Without His sovereign grace, I can but perish if I go. But I'm resolved to try. For if I stay away, I know I shall forever die. That's seeking the Lord. What is to seek the Lord? Is to realize by nature, birth, whatever, tradition, custom, religion, I don't have it. I don't know it. It's to really want to know the living God. And it's willingness, a willingness to come to God strictly on His terms, laid down in His Word, through the merits of Christ, through the righteousness of Christ, through the blood sacrifice of Christ, repenting of sin, repenting of my thoughts even, and looking to Christ. All right, fourthly, what is it to seek the Lord? Now listen to me. It is to be willing. Now this is tough on a lot of people. It is to be willing to part with everything and everybody that stands between me and a full fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, like I said a moment ago, if a person really wants something, he seeks it. There's people who've given up home and country to seek a fortune in another land. There are people who burn the midnight oil for 12 years to be a doctor. There are men and women who have done all these things. They want wealth. They want health. They want prosperity. They want degrees. They want these. And they give themselves. And they part company with everything. They give up sports. They give up entertainment. They give up food. They give up everything to attain this goal. I must have this thing I want. Well, our Lord said, you seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. How badly do you want Christ? How badly do you want eternal life? How badly do you want to know the living God? Well, the preacher tells you, just walk thou and shake my hand and I'll see you in the glory land. There's more to it than that. Listen to Christ. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that putteth his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That's what he said. He that saveth his life shall lose it. The rich young ruler stood before him. He loved his money. He loved his palaces. He loved his wealth. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Christ said, you go sell, get rid of these things and give them to the poor and you come follow me. And he went away sorrowful. He had many riches. If any man draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. What I'm saying, and I just know that it's so, what I'm saying is to seek the Lord, to really, truly, with your heart, seek the living God and eternal life, is to be willing to part with all that stands between you and Him and a full relationship with Him. You see, He'll be Lord of all, or He's not going to be Lord at all. That's just so. And to know Him is not just to have religion on the side. It's to walk with God. Everybody's got religion on the side. Everybody's got a religion. Everybody I run into, there's something. They profess something. They've got a sideline religion. They go on Easter or Christmas or on Sunday once in a while. But Abraham believed God. He believed God. And he left his home. Abraham believed God. And he sojourned in the wilderness, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, looking for a city. Abraham believed God and withheld not his only son. Abraham believed God and sent Ishmael and Hagar out into the wilderness. Abraham believed God and gave Lot the choice land. Abraham believed God and died in faith. He believed that God was able to do all that he promised. And it was imputed to him for righteousness. And that wasn't written for his sake alone. It was written for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we can believe on him who raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, that's just so. That's just so. I think anybody who knows anything about God's Word and about the very character of the living God knows what I'm saying is so. A God that'll play second fiddle to anybody is no God. A God that'll take your 10% and your leavings is no God at all. A God that will suffer men and women to hang on to Him with one finger while they give themselves totally to the world is no God at all. No God at all. You can't serve two masters. A man can't have two lords. He'll either love the one and cling to the one and hate the other, or he'll despise one and cling to the other. There's no way. And what I'm telling you is the truth. What is it to seek the Lord? Is to discover that by nature, by religion, by tradition, by the ways of the world, I don't know the living God. I don't know the true Jesus. Men and women do not know the Christ of the Bible. Do not know Him. And it's to desire to know Him, the living God. It's to desire to know Him. Whatever the cost, it's to desire to know Him. To know Him. And it's to be willing to be accepted on His terms. We don't. Somebody said, well, I'll trust the Lord, but I'm not going to do thus and so. Who are you talking to? Who are you bargaining with? You don't lay down the terms of acceptance. He does. We don't accept Him. He accepts us in the Beloved. He made us accepted in the Beloved. We'll be saved on God's terms. And God's terms are repentance. True, genuine repentance. Repentance. Except you repent, you'll perish. And faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ. And it's to be willing to part with everything and anything and everybody and anybody that stands between you and a full fellowship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That's just so. You're not going to take Jesus and put Him up on the shelf with all your other gods. You're not going to take Jesus and put Him up on the shelf and give Him His time and His talent and His tithe and this silly stuff, you know, and give a little bit of time to Him once in a while. He's going to be Lord. He's going to reign over your home and your life and your job and your everything you've got. He's the Lord. Well, I'm not willing to do that. Then you're not seeking the Lord. You'll seek Me and find Me when you search for Me with all your heart, all of it, and I'll be found of you, and I'll turn away your captivity. You don't know what real freedom is till you're free to serve Christ. You know, a man doesn't know what freedom is till he's a bondservant of Jesus Christ. If the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. If you know the truth will set you free. Well, how do men seek the Lord? Well, they seek Him. That's what I've been saying. Secondly, they seek Him sincerely. With the heart. It's a heart matter. It's a heart matter. Thirdly, they seek Him continually. That's what the writer of 1 Chronicles dealt with. He says those who seek the Lord seek Him continually. 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 A friend of mine is a pastor in Africa. Preaches, missionary in Africa, Ivory Coast. A man came to see him on Tuesday, wanted to talk to him about the gospel, and he was out of the country. And that man stayed there, sitting on his doorstep every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, when my friend finally drove up, and there he sat, waiting, waiting, waiting. That's just an example of a serious person. Serious. I tell you, if someone came by to see us and we weren't there 5 minutes, they'd be gone. Well, you won't see him anyway. They seek him continually. You can't hurt their feelings either. And then they seek him in his word. That's where you find him, in his word. It's not every opinion that's flying around from everybody in the... Every mother's son's an expert on the Bible. Did you know that? And you can get 10,000 opinions out of every 10,000 people. But you go to the word. That's where you seek the Lord. And I'll tell you another thing. They seek him while he may be found. Tomorrow is a fatal, fatal excuse. That's what that Roman magistrate, our Lord, the Paul was preaching to. He said, "You bother me." He said, "When I have a more convenient season, I'll send for you tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow." And I'll tell you this, those who seek him with a single purpose. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.